20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans? Welcome into an all-new episode of the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at AndyHermanNFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. You are wonderful human beings for checking us out today. Thank you so much for that. Today is an incredibly fun episode, one of the more fun ones that I've done in the past year. And it's about a year ago that we did this. And I think one that people really, really enjoyed and that we certainly came back to over the first half of last season. We're going to be going over our AI prediction for this upcoming season. Now, last year, AI started on an absolute tear. I think up until the bye week, the AI was 100% perfect. It had gotten every game correct. Then it went off the rails a little bit after that. And of course, last year, it predicted a Super Bowl victory for the Green Bay Packers. Now, here is the idea behind the simulation, and I'll kind of go through the details of it so you understand everything. The first thing is that one prompt only, and that's it. I don't get redos. I don't get to change the details. I don't get to change anything. I get one prompt, and that is it, and it is going to give me the entirety of the season simulated based on what the AI thinks is going to happen. Now, it is less to do with what the AI thinks is going to happen and more to do specifically with, you know, it's a simulation. It's running a simulation, right? But I digress. It's still a fun thing to kind of go over and review and sort of take a look at how this potentially works for this upcoming season. And I will just say this, the AI got better over the course of the year because last year it was difficult to really get it to kind of prompt the way that I wanted to. This year, it pretty much did it all in one fell swoop. So once I got the prompt right, I ran it once, whether that is 0-17 and the most disappointing, heart-wrenching season of all time, or 17-0 with a three-game Super Bowl run and an undefeated season, or anything in between, that's what we're going to get. And I thought it did a really great job of going through the exact details of the games. So that's going to, I think, be really fun to walk through today as we get through this. I'll just say this. It really got me excited for the season, going through just the exact like results of each game and how it kind of predicted it. It was really, really fun just to see like what players stepped up, all of it. So we're going to get to that. The last thing I will say is this, like I said, did not mess with it in any way, just one prompt and that's it. The other thing is I am, of course, going to have to kind of read through a lot of this today. So not as much me ad-libbing and going through things. This is just going to be a real true, reading of exactly what the AI gave me. So without further ado, here is your AI Packer simulation for 2025. This was done using Grok, by the way. I tried to get it through a couple different ones. ChatGPT did not work great. I tried that one first. It was a nightmare. And then I went to Grok, and Grok did actually an incredible job, which was kind of surprising, but it did nonetheless. So this was via Grok, by the way. All right, week one, Packers, Lions, Sunday, September 7th, 2025 at Lambeau Field. Packers open at home against their NFC North rival. Goff connects with Amon-Ra St. Brown for a 25-yard touchdown in the first quarter, exploiting the Packers secondary without Jaire Alexander. That was the very first thing. All of your fears, the Packers let Jaire Alexander go. He's gone, and the Packers secondary is going to suck. The AI, Grok, the very first thing on the very first event, connects with Amon-Ra St. Brown for a 25-yard touchdown in the first quarter, exploiting the Packers secondary without Jaire Alexander. Here we go. Love responds with a 20-yard touchdown pass to Matthew Golden in the second quarter, tying the game at 14-14. So an immediate Matthew Golden touchdown in the second quarter of game one. A third quarter fumble by Josh Jacobs at the Packers 40 leads to a Lions touchdown pass to Jameson Williams, making it 24-17. Love's 15-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Reed in the fourth quarter ties it, but Goff's 12-yard touchdown pass to Sam Laporta with 1:45 left secures the win. The Packers' final drive ends with an interception by Brian Branch, intended for Romeo Doubs. Winner, Detroit Lions. Loser, Green Bay Packers. Final score, 31-24. Jordan Love, 23 of 38, 275 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Josh Jacobs, 17 carries, 80 yards, a touchdown, and of course that key fumble. Jared Goff was 26 of 34 for 300 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 8 receptions, 115 yards, and a touchdown. The Packers defense gets 2 sacks, but does not force a single turnover. On to week two, Washington Commanders, Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football, Jacobs' 12-yard touchdown run caps an opening 8-minute drive. Daniels answers with a 30-yard touchdown pass to Terry McLaurin in the second quarter, tying it at 10-10. Xavier McKinney's interception of Daniels in the third quarter sets up a 22-yard touchdown pass from Love to Jaden Reed, giving Green Bay a 17-10 lead. A 35-yard field goal by Brandon McManus in the fourth quarter extends the lead 27-17. Washington's late field goal narrows the gap, but the Packers recover the onside kick to seal the win. Packers win 27-20. Love is 21 of 33, 250 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Josh Jacobs, 19 carries, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Jaden Daniels, 19 of 32, 200 yards, one touchdown, one interception, as well as seven carries for 45 yards. Terry McLaurin, six catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Packers defense gets three sacks and one interception. Week three at Cleveland Browns. In a gritty road game, Jacobs' 15-yard touchdown run in the second quarter gives Green Bay a 10-3 lead. Joe Flacco's 20-yard touchdown pass to Jerry Jeudy ties the game at 10-10 at halftime. Love's 25-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks in the third quarter puts the Packers ahead 17-10. Rashawn Gary's sack on Joe Flacco in the fourth quarter forces a punt leading to a 42-yard field goal. A late interception by Evan Williams seals the win as Cleveland tried to drive for a tying score. Packers win 23-16. Love goes 20 of 34, 230 yards, one touchdown, no picks. Josh Jacobs, 22 carries, 110 yards, and a touchdown. Joe Flacco goes 18 of 33, 195 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Wicks goes 5 for 70 and a touchdown. Packers defense gets four sacks and an interception. Week four at Dallas Cowboys. Packers come in at 2-1. In Dallas, Dak Prescott's 18-yard touchdown pass to CeeDee Lamb in the first quarter sets the tone. Love then ties the game with a 10-yard touchdown pass to Tucker Kraft in the second quarter. A controversial pass interference call on Nate Hobbs extends a Cowboys drive, leading to a 15-yard touchdown pass to Jake Ferguson. Love's 20-yard touchdown pass to Matthew Golden in the fourth quarter cuts the lead to 28-21, but a late interception by Deron Bland ends the comeback. The Packers struggle to stop Dallas's run game in the second half. Cowboys win 28-21. Jordan Love goes 24 of 39, 265 yards, two touchdowns, and an interception. Josh Jacobs, 16 carries, 75 yards. Dak Prescott, 22 of 35, 270, two touchdowns, no interceptions. CeeDee Lamb goes 7 for 100 and a touchdown. Packers get only two sacks and no turnovers forced and go into the bye week 2-2. And it says here, the Packers use the bye week to rest and prepare, focusing on improving their secondary's coverage without Alexander and refining their pass rush schemes. Week 6, Cincinnati Bengals, Lambeau Field. Fresh off the bye, Love's 22-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Reed opens the scoring. Joe Burrow responds with a 30-yard touchdown pass to Ja'Marr Chase, tying it at 14-14 at halftime. A 15-yard touchdown pass to Luke Musgrave in the third quarter gives Green Bay a 21-17 lead. Xavier McKinney's interception of Joe Burrow in the fourth quarter sets up a 12-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs. Cincinnati's late field goal narrows the gap, but the Packers' defense holds firm. Packers win 30-24. Love goes 25 of 37 for 290 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Josh Jacobs goes 20 for 95. Joe Burrow, 24 of 38, 280 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. Ja'Marr Chase, 8 for 120 and a touchdown. The Packers defense gets two sacks, but a key interception by Xavier McKinney. Week 7, Green Bay goes to Arizona. Jacobs starts the scoring with a 10-yard touchdown run to cap a 12-play opening drive. Kyler Murray's 20-yard touchdown pass to Marvin Harrison Jr. keeps Arizona close at 14-10 Packers at halftime. Love's 25-yard touchdown pass to Savion Williams in the third quarter extends the lead to 21-10. Quay Walker's interception of Murray in the fourth quarter leads to a 40-yard field goal. The Packers pass rush led by Rashawn Gary disrupts Kyler Murray's rhythm, and the final score is 27-17 in favor of the Packers. Love goes 20 of 32, 245 with two touchdowns, no picks. Jacobs goes 21 for 105 and a touchdown. Kyler Murray, 19 of 34, 205, one touchdown, but two interceptions. Savion Williams goes 5 for 80 with a touchdown, and the Packers defense gets three sacks and two interceptions. We'll be right back. Week 8, the big game. Packers at Steelers in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers versus Green Bay. In an emotional road game, Love's 15-yard touchdown pass to Reed gives Green Bay a 14-7 lead in the second quarter. Aaron Rodgers' 22-yard touchdown pass to DK Metcalf ties it at 14-14 in the third. A 45-yard field goal by the Packers ties the game at 20 as regulation expires. In overtime, Jalen Warren's 20-yard touchdown run sets up a 38-yard game-winning field goal. The Packers' secondary struggles against Aaron Rodgers' quick passing attack. Steelers win 23-20 in overtime, which I'm sure would probably be one of the games of the year in that situation. Obviously, a disappointing outcome for the Packers. Love goes 22 of 36 for 260, two touchdowns, no picks. Josh Jacobs, 18 for 85. Aaron Rodgers goes 20 of 33, 230, one touchdown, one pick. DK Metcalf goes 6 for 90 and a touchdown. Packers defense sacks Aaron Rodgers two times and gets one interception. Week 9, Carolina Panthers come to Lambeau Field. Jordan Love's 20-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Reed opens the scoring. Young's 15-yard touchdown to Tet McMillan keeps Carolina close early, but two interceptions by McKinney and Valentine shift the momentum. Josh Jacobs gets an 8-yard touchdown run in the third quarter, making it 24-7 Packers. A 25-yard touchdown pass to Dobbs in the fourth quarter seals the blowout. Packers pass rush dominates Carolina's offensive line. Final score, Packers 34, Panthers 13. Jordan Love goes 24 of 35 for 280 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. Jacobs goes 22 for 115 and a touchdown. Bryce Young, 17 of 33, 175, one touchdown, but two picks. Jaden Reed goes for seven catches, 95 yards and a touchdown. Packers defense gets four sacks and two interceptions. Week 10, big rematch with the Philadelphia Eagles, Monday Night Football, Lambeau Field. On Monday Night Football, Jalen Hurts' 12-yard touchdown run in the first quarter sets the tone. Jordan Love ties the game with a 18-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs in the second quarter. A.J. Brown's 30-yard touchdown catch in the third quarter exploits the Packers' depleted secondary, just what Green Bay needs, a depleted secondary. A late 10-yard touchdown pass to Tucker Kraft brings Green Bay within 30-24, but a failed fourth down attempt with a minute 15 left ends the game. Philadelphia's ground game controls the clock late. Eagles win 30-24 in Green Bay. Jordan Love goes 26 of 40, 295 yards, two touchdowns, one interception. Josh Jacobs goes 15 for 70. Jalen Hurts, 21 of 31, 240, two touchdowns, nine carries for 55 yards and another rushing touchdown. A.J. Brown goes 7 for 110 and a touchdown. Green Bay's defense, two sacks, but no turnovers forced. Week 11, Green Bay goes to New York to face the Giants at MetLife Stadium. In New York, Jacobs' 15-yard touchdown run in the second quarter gives Green Bay a 10-7 lead. Russell Wilson's 20-yard touchdown pass to Malik Nabers ties it 10-10 at halftime. Jordan Love's 22-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks in the third quarter puts Green Bay ahead 17-10. An interception by Javon Bullard in the fourth quarter leads to a 40-yard field goal. The Packers' defense limits the Giants' run game to under 70 yards, and the Packers win 27-17 over New York. Jordan Love, 20 of 32, 235, two touchdowns, no picks. Josh Jacobs, 23 for 120 and a touchdown. Russell Wilson, 19 of 34, 200 yards, one touchdown, one pick. Wicks goes 5 for 75 and a touchdown. Packers defense gets three sacks and an interception. All right, now we get to some NFC North games again. In week 12, Minnesota Vikings at Lambeau Field. In a tight NFC North battle, Jordan Love's 18-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Reed opens the scoring. Justin Jefferson's 35-yard touchdown catch in the second quarter ties it at 14. Josh Jacobs gets a 10-yard touchdown run in the third quarter, giving Green Bay a 21-17 lead. Xavier McKinney's interception of J.J. McCarthy in the fourth quarter sets up a 15-yard touchdown pass to Marshawn Lloyd. Minnesota's late touchdown narrows the gap, but the Packers recover the onside kick. Packers 28, Vikings 24. Jordan Love goes 25 of 38, 280 yards, two touchdowns, no picks. Josh Jacobs, 18 carries, 90 yards, and a touchdown. J.J. McCarthy, 22 of 35, 265 yards, two touchdowns, and a pick. Justin Jefferson, 8 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. Packers defense gets two sacks and a key interception. Week 13, Thanksgiving at Detroit. Can Green Bay pick up another win in Detroit on Thanksgiving? Jordan Love's 20-yard touchdown pass to a returning Christian Watson in the second quarter gives Green Bay a 14-7 lead. Jared Goff's 15-yard touchdown pass to Sam Laporta ties it at 14-14 at halftime. A 12-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs in the third quarter puts Green Bay ahead 21-14. Rashawn Gary's sack of Jared Goff in the fourth quarter forces a punt, leading to a 45-yard field goal. Detroit's late touchdown narrows the gap, but the Packers' defense holds on the final drive. Packers win 24-21 on Thanksgiving. Jordan Love, 22 of 35, 255 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Josh Jacobs goes 20 for 100. Jared Goff, 24 of 37, 270 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. Christian Watson returns in a big way, six catches, 85 yards and a touchdown. Packers defense gets three sacks and an interception of Jared Goff. Week 14, Chicago Bears come to Lambeau Field. We have Jordan Love's 15-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs that opens the scoring. Caleb Williams responds with a 20-yard touchdown pass to DJ Moore, keeping Chicago close at halftime, 17-14 Packers. Josh Jacobs' 5-yard touchdown run in the third quarter extends the lead 24-14. An interception by Edgerrin Cooper in the fourth quarter sets up a 10-yard touchdown pass to Matthew Golden. The Packers' offensive line neutralizes Chicago's pass rush. Packers win 31-20 at Lambeau Field over the Chicago Bears. Jordan Love goes 24 of 36, 270 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. Josh Jacobs, 19 carries, 95 yards, and a touchdown. Caleb Williams, 21 of 34, 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. Romeo Doubs goes 7 for 90 and a touchdown, and the Packers defense picks up 2 sacks and an interception. Week 15 at the Denver Broncos, which I think is going to be a very difficult game. In Denver, Marshawn Lloyd's 12-yard touchdown run in the second quarter gives Green Bay a 10-3 lead. Bo Nix's 15-yard touchdown pass to Cortland Sutton ties the game 10-10 at halftime. Jordan Love's 20-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks in the third quarter puts Green Bay ahead 17-10. A late sack by Rashawn Gary on Bo Nix forces a punt, leading to a 38-yard field goal. A key interception by Keyshawn Nixon seals the win. Final score, 23-16 Packers. Jordan Love, 19 of 32, 225 yards, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Josh Jacobs, 22 carries, 110 yards, and a touchdown. Bo Nix goes 18 of 33, 200 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Wicks goes 5 for 70 and a touchdown. Packers defense collects 3 sacks and 1 interception. Week 16, for the second time in 3 weeks, the Packers face the Chicago Bears, this time at Soldier Field. In a tight rivalry game, Jordan Love's 18-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Reed opens the scoring. Caleb Williams' 22-yard touchdown pass to Cole Kmet ties the game 14-14 in the third quarter. Josh Jacobs' 8-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter gives Green Bay a 21-17 lead. An interception by Isaiah McDuffie off Caleb Williams with 2 minutes left sets up a 40-yard field goal. Chicago's late touchdown narrows the gap, but the Packers recover the onside kick. Packers win 27-24 in Chicago. Jordan Love goes 23 of 37, 265 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Josh Jacobs, 18 carries, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Caleb Williams, 22 of 36, 245 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. Jaden Reed goes 6 for 85 and a touchdown. Packers defense records 2 sacks and 1 interception. Key game, week 17, Baltimore Ravens at Lambeau Field. Lamar Jackson's 15-yard touchdown run in the first quarter sets the tone. Love ties it with a 20-yard touchdown pass to Christian Watson in the second quarter. Flowers goes 30-yard touchdown or for 30 yards on a touchdown in the third quarter, giving Baltimore a 24-17 lead. Love's 12-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs ties it at 27-27 in the fourth quarter, but Jackson's 25-yard touchdown pass to Mark Andrews with a minute 30 left wins it. The Packers' secondary struggles against Baltimore's playmakers. Ravens win 34-27 in Lambeau. Jordan Love, 25 of 39, 290 yards, 3 touchdowns and a pick. Josh Jacobs, 16 for 75. Lamar Jackson goes 20 of 31, 240 yards, 2 touchdowns, also has 10 carries for 70 yards and another touchdown. Zay Flowers, 6 catches for 95 yards and a touchdown. Packers defense, 1 sack, no turnovers forced in a tough game against Baltimore. That leads us to week 18 at Minnesota Vikings, final week of the regular season. They play in US Bank. In the season finale, Jordan Love's 15-yard touchdown pass to Luke Musgrave opens the scoring. Justin Jefferson, 25-yard touchdown catch, ties it at 14-14 in the third. Jordan Love's 10-yard touchdown run in the fourth quarter gives Green Bay a 21-14 lead. A late interception by Lucas Van Ness off J.J. McCarthy sets up a 42-yard field goal. Minnesota's late touchdown narrows the gap, but the Packers hold on. 24-21, Packers win. Jordan Love goes 22 of 35, 260 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Josh Jacobs, 20 carries for 100 yards and a touchdown. J.J. McCarthy, 23 of 36, 270, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Justin Jefferson, 7 for 110 and a touchdown. Packers defense gets 2 sacks and 1 interception. We'll be right back. The regular season summary. Packers finish 12-5 on the season, finish with a 12-5 record, securing a wild card playoff spot. Jordan Love solidifies his role as a franchise quarterback, throwing for over 4,200 yards, 30 plus touchdowns, and 8 interceptions. Jordan Love finishes 5th in MVP voting. Josh Jacobs anchors the run game with over 1,400 yards rushing and over 10 touchdowns. The secondary without Jair Alexander struggles against elite receivers such as Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, and AJ Brown. But Evan Williams, Javon Bullard, and a strong pass rush led by Rashawn Gary keep the defense competitive. The Packers go 5-1 in the NFC North, sweeping the Bears and Vikings and splitting with the Lions. Matt LaFleur's offense balances a strong run game with an improved passing attack while the defense grows as young players step up late in the season. Green Bay finished with a 12-5 record, but the Detroit Lions won the NFC North. The Packers are the number 5 seed in the NFC, facing the number 4 seed in the wildcard round, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And that brings us to our playoff simulation, wildcard round at Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Sunday, January 11th, Raymond James Stadium. Here we go. Are you ready? It all comes down to this. Packers open the playoffs on the road against the NFC South champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Love strikes first with a 20-yard touchdown pass to Christian Watson in the first quarter, exploiting Tampa Bay's secondary. Baker Mayfield responds with a 15-yard touchdown pass to Mike Evans, tying the game 10-10 in the second quarter. A critical moment comes in the third quarter when Devontae Wyatt's strip sack of Baker Mayfield is recovered by Quay Walker at the Tampa Bay 30, leading to a 5-yard touchdown run by Josh Jacobs. Jordan Love's 12-yard touchdown pass to Jaden Reed in the fourth quarter extends the lead 24-17. Tampa Bay's late 42-yard field goal narrows the gap to 24-20, but Xavier McKinney's interception of Baker Mayfield with a minute 20 remaining sets up a 45-yard field goal by Brandon McManus to seal the win. The Packers' ground game controls the clock, limiting Tampa Bay's possessions in the second half. Packers win 27-20 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. Jordan Love goes 22 of 35, 260 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. Josh Jacobs goes 20 for 105 and a touchdown. Baker Mayfield, 21 of 36, 245 yards, 2 touchdowns and a pick. Christian Watson goes 6 for 85 and a touchdown. Green Bay's defense picks up 3 sacks, an interception, and a fumble recovery. That brings us to the NFC divisional round where Green Bay gets the Philadelphia Eagles again in Philadelphia. Their opportunity to remedy 3 losses, the regular season opener against Philly in Brazil, the playoff game a year ago, and the regular season game in this simulation earlier where the Packers also lost that game. Facing the number 1 seed Philadelphia Eagles, who beat them in Week 10, the Packers once again fall behind as Jalen Hurts opens with a 10-yard touchdown run in the first quarter. Love answers that with a 25-yard touchdown pass to Romeo Doubs in the second quarter, tying the game 14-14 at halftime. A.J. Brown's 35-yard touchdown catch in the third quarter exploits the Packers' depleted secondary, giving the Philadelphia Eagles a 21-14 lead. Josh Jacobs' 8-yard touchdown run ties the game at 21-21 in the fourth quarter, but a controversial defensive holding call on Carrington Valentine extends an Eagles drive, leading to a 20-yard touchdown pass to Devontae Smith. Jordan Love answers with a 15-yard touchdown pass to Matthew Golden with a minute 50 left, bringing Green Bay within 31-24, but a failed onside kick ends the comeback. The Eagles' ground game, led by Saquon Barkley, controls the clock late, limiting Jordan Love's opportunities. The Eagles pick up the win again, 31-24. The Packers lose to the Eagles in the playoffs for consecutive seasons and end their 2 seasons 0-4 against the Eagles. Jordan Love goes 25 of 40 for 295 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a pick. Josh Jacobs goes 16 for 80 and a touchdown. Jalen Hurts goes 20 of 32, 230 yards, 2 touchdowns, 11 carries, 65 yards, and a touchdown. A.J. Brown goes 7 for 110 and a touchdown. The Packers defense gets 2 sacks and 0 turnovers forced. Key takeaways from the Packers in the playoffs. The Packers' playoff run ends in the divisional round, falling to the Philadelphia Eagles again for the 2nd time in the season and the 4th time in 2 years. Jordan Love performs well in the playoffs, throwing for 550 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 1 interception across 2 games. Josh Jacobs remains a workhorse, rushing for 185 yards and 2 touchdowns in the postseason, anchoring the offense. The defense, bolstered by Rashawn Gary and Xavier McKinney, generates key turnovers in the wildcard win, but struggles to contain the Eagles without a lockdown corner. Matthew Golden and Baron Sorrell show promise with impactful plays, but both need more experience to handle top-tier opponents. Matt LaFleur's balanced offensive scheme keeps the Packers competitive, setting the stage for a deeper run in 2026 with roster improvements, particularly in the secondary. Packers overall go 13-6, 2nd place in the NFC North, 1-1 in the playoffs, 0-2 versus the Eagles, and out in the divisional round of the playoffs. I thought overall, this is like a very realistic outcome that could potentially happen, right? Hopefully not. Hopefully Green Bay does better in the end of things. But if you said right now that the Packers went 13-6, 2nd place in the NFC North, won a big playoff game on the road, lost to the Eagles in the playoffs again, and were out in the divisional round, I think that that would be like a fairly like normal outcome, like a fairly, you know, not expected, but it certainly would not be one that was not surprising in any way, shape, or form. That Eagles game also is the most Packers way to lose, right? It's 21-21 at some point. A controversial defensive call on Carrington Valentine extends an Eagles drive, leading to a 20-yard touchdown. Eagles get another touchdown, and then the Packers cut it to 31-24, failing on an onside kick. Losing to the Eagles four times in 2 years would certainly fit it. And we get the trend that was all throughout the simulation as well, which, you know, Grock mentioned on multiple occasions, of this Packers secondary without Jair Alexander was not good enough. And they were not able to hold big wide receivers like AJ Brown, Justin Jefferson, et cetera, in check throughout the course of the season. This is kind of what Packers fans have been talking about and kind of fearing of, like, is the secondary good enough? Is the pass rush good enough? Seems that Rashawn Gary would have a huge year in this situation. Jordan Love, a massive year, fifth in MVP voting. Matthew Golden seems legit. Christian Watson comes back well from injury. You get a smattering of other players that kind of came up. Xavier McKinney, multiple interceptions throughout the course of the season. And Rashawn Gary seems to have a breakout in a pretty significant way. And again, I think a fairly realistic outcome that could be staring Green Bay in the face. So Brian Gutekunst, if you want to make sure that the Packers don't lose to the Philadelphia Eagles in the divisional round and go 0-4 against the Eagles over a 2-year period of time, maybe a couple other transactions to change this thing up before we get to the inevitable conclusion of a Packers loss against the Eagles in the divisional round, which is, of course, what AI is predicting here. Of course, none of this means anything. If it did, the Packers would have won the Super Bowl last year. There is no real way to predict any of this. For fun, for entertainment, take it for what it's worth. I think it's just kind of interesting to see how things could play out. I think, again, this is a realistic depiction of how things could potentially go. It's never going to go quite this clean. There were a lot of 14-14 games at halftime, if we're being honest. But outside of that, I think it was a fun exercise and one that hopefully doesn't exactly come to fruition. But there would certainly be some pretty fun things throughout this that, if they did come to fruition, would at least make for a very entertaining season. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. I will be back tomorrow with an all-new episode. I cannot wait for that. Thank you so much for joining today. Shout out to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members, Most Hated Minnesotan, PJ Wynn, John Wild, Brandon Paletta, Boom Handle, Donald Lee, Lori Lord, Baby QB, David McCluskey, Donald Decker, Alex Wong, Peter Rataka, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Gesford, Dylan Patscott, SoCal Pack, Chris Rager, Izzy Roberts, Ian Ewing, Jake Kohner, Carlo Delgado, Willie Winkelsinkel, Jen Wright, The Gable Storm, Matt Geiger, Pack Attack Cast, and Chris Weish. If you haven't checked out those memberships yet, make sure to do so. As mentioned, I'll see you guys tomorrow. But until next time, and as always, go Pack, go.